Good day. This is the Technologist KS3 Daily Briefing for January 11th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope that you get something out of it by learning the truth about technology, but please support my podcast by listening to it on a daily basis, but sharing it with everyone that you know, and then also subscribing to it wherever you listen to this podcast. So let's get on with the briefing. First up, Netflix. Netflix is being sued by a company called ChooseCo. Now, ChooseCo creates a line of books called Choose Your Adventure. And I am very familiar with this book, and I used to read them way back in the day as a kid. Very exciting books. Definitely used my imagination, and really, I forgot all about them until this suit came up. But they are suing Netflix over their newest interactive story, which is the Black Mirror Bandersnatch, and suing them for $25 million. And basically, what they're suing them about is that they feel that because they're marketing as a choose-your-own-adventure type of interactive movie, that people are going to get it confused with the choose-your-own-adventure books, and because Black Mirror is so dark that they feel that it's going to leave a stain on their books. And they made this suit in Vermont. And it's quite interesting that they did it up in Vermont. But here's the thing. I would think that a company like that would love to see somebody else have something like this to choose your own adventure. And even if it's in an interactive movie. But my question is for this company is that, well, how come you haven't sued any other video game makers? Which all adventure games, which is all about choosing your own adventure, or any game that asks you questions about what path to actually take. Like, for instance, NBA 2K. When you're given decisions on what to say during after the game, hey, that's choose your own adventure type thing. But I think this is a money grab, you know, for $25 million, or hopefully that they're thinking that Netflix will settle with them. I hope they don't. And they should continue just creating books so that they can continue to spark the imagination of kids who actually read the Choose Your Own Adventure books. Next up is Google. Google has discontinued the Chromecast audio device. Now, when Google released this Chromecast audio a couple of years ago, they were trying to get ahead of the curve of people wanting people to play their music from their devices or smartphones, computers and stuff to their TVs. And because of the rise of the smart speaker and so many people are getting them, that's the main reason why they're discontinuing it. So even though if you ever wanted to get one, they're $15 right now. So if you just want to keep one just for old time's sake, I don't know. I think it's a waste of money. Don't buy it. Don't buy it. Don't waste your $15. Just invest that $15 into a Echo or a Google Home. Or if you want to be really big and bad, get a HomePod. Next up is Bungie. The developer, Bungie, is separating themselves away from Activision. Activision is their publisher for their game Destiny and Destiny 2 and whatnot. They initially formed together when Bungie left Microsoft about 10 years ago. And now they are divorcing themselves away from them so that way that they can publish their own games. Here's the truth. Bungie sees exactly what the maker Epic Games has done. Epic Games has always been independent and has always self-published. And they see what they've done with Fortnite and realize that they can get so much more money if they publish their own games. We'll see how that works out. Hopefully that they've actually made a better game, whatever they're making after Destiny. So that leaves us with the last briefing. And that is the last day of CES. And it has been a tremendous week for CES. Now, a lot of products have come out, but there's one product or type of product that I want to pretty much talk about just for a couple minutes. And that is the advent of 8K televisions. 8K. Now, of course, for most people still have their high definition TVs. You go to the store right now, all you see are 4K TVs. And now all the manufacturers, all of them, are pushing for 8K televisions. Here's the issue with them. With 8K televisions, they're really designed for TVs that are 70 inches and up. And because of the amount of pixels, the 33 million pixels that are on an 8K display, means that you can get up close to inches in front of the TV and you will not be able to see any dots. And that's a big deal, particularly if you have a big screen. Now, who's going to have the room for these huge TVs? Well, people will make room for them. That's when you can really have and really talk about having IMAX in your home. Well, behind that, there's actually a standard that IMAX has for home theaters. So 8K TVs fit that standard. But here's the other part when it comes to 8K televisions. Now, of course, let's go back a few years when 4K televisions first came out, and they were extremely expensive, where you had some that started out at $30,000, but very quickly they have gone down to where now you can pick one up for, like, you know, less than $350. Now, granted, the cheap ones that are $350 and sub $500, honestly, I mean, they're not really that great as far as the picture quality. Because of just on the technology they use, the LED, the LCD backlit type of TVs, they're not really that great. So they don't have a whole lot of good contrast. So unfortunately, if you went and got a TV on a deal and thinking that you're going to get extremely great picture quality, even though it's a 4K and maybe HDR, you're wasting your money. That's the honest truth. There's nothing glorious about saying, hey, I spent $350 on a bad looking TV. You have to spend some money to get a really good display, because the TV is a display. So why cheap out on that? Because that's the only thing that shows that you actually have a good quality TV, is a display. But that's a tangent. The fact is that 8K televisions is something that you will need to wait a few years for. And here's the reason why. Because even though that, well, 4K TVs are out, there is 4K content that's out. You can go on YouTube, you can do Netflix, you can do Hulu, and some stations on Roku, for, and then even DirecTV for 4K broadcasts. But unfortunately, most people don't have access to that. And then also even technology to be able to watch 4K streaming over the air with the digital antenna is just going to arrive this year. So now you have manufacturers are pushing 8K, of course, to make more money, because they're losing out on money because of just on, hey, you know, that's the way how it is with the television industry. Extremely low margins, but they're losing out on money with the 4K televisions, unless you're spending, you know, close to $1,000 and up for them. But you also get better technology with the more expensive televisions. But there's going to be a lot of hype about 8K. And even if you know somebody that goes and grabs an 8K television, even when you go and look at it, unfortunately, because their lack of 8K content, you are literally not going to tell the difference. Now, they're going to have some processors built into them and artificial intelligence that will be able to upgrade the picture or upscale the picture to 8K, but it's not true 8K quality. And even think about it like this, even with the Blu-ray discs that are out, cannot hold 8K content. So there's going to have to be a whole new standard, Ultra HD or Super Platinum HD Blu-ray for 8K content. And so here we go with the cycle again. And people are just starting to get on board with 4K, and vast majority of people who have 4K televisions, unfortunately, are not even seeing the 4K content. Henceforth, they're wasting their money on the 4K televisions. So, it is up to the TV manufacturers and the content creators to really get together and actually create the 8K content. Because here's the thing. If you really want to be able to take care of your, take advantage of 4K content, well, guess what? You have a smartphone that enables you to record 4K content, provided that you have one of the later flagships. And hey, the home movies, maybe see that in 4K running at 60 frames per second. Hopefully that I didn't go over anybody's head with that. But let me break that down. The 60 frames per second allows for it to be really smooth and high quality. Most people compliment me on how my videos look and how my content is absolutely clear. It's because the fact is that, well, actually, I'm not running in 4K. I'm doing HD 1080p at 60 frames per second. So I get high quality, but most people don't take care of that. And that's one of the things I'll talk about at some other point when it comes to really being able to create some really nice content so that way that the memories that you are capturing are always high quality. But that's a little bit of my tip because it is Friday. I love giving tips on Friday. So, but this actually ends the daily briefing for today, January 11th, 2019. Again, my name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for your support. And everyone, have a great weekend. Are you currently listening to this podcast in traffic, wishing that you are somewhere else? Perhaps you want to go to the beach, or perhaps you may want to climb a mountain. Well, either case, visit gosotravel.com and book your next vacation. That is gosotravel.com.